Simon, is it fair to say you left yourself a bit too much to do in that first half?
Well, we certainly did. We started the game quite well in the first 5 minutes, but after that we were a shadow of ourselves. We didn't have any energy about us off the ball. We didn't stop the opposition from playing. We've got some very talented players, and if you do that, they can hurt you. If you give the ball away as cheaply as we did, they're going to hurt you as well. And it's probably half-time has been the angriest that I've been for a long time. I said to the players before the game, we've got to make sure we finish the season strongly. And for whatever reason, we didn't. And it was real disappointing, because I don't want to finish the season with that sort of performance. Three games to go now, we've got to do something about it.
Poor goals to give away as well, weren't they?
Well, they are. We've been very solid to play against over the last two seasons in the Championship. Not every manager comes in the office afterwards and says, oh, your team have... we're at it, they're hard to break down, their work rate's fantastic. That won't be the case today. Too many players who were in the team today didn't win their individual battles, and they didn't do enough to stop the opposition. And you can't switch the game on like a tap in terms of thinking, oh, we'll do it when it suits us. The champion's ruthless, and you get paid heavily consequences if you don't perform to your maximum.
So second half's come out. Were you tempted to make any changes at half-time?
Well, I was, but I felt I'd just keep the same ones out there for see if I can get a reaction from them. And we did, to be fair. We got them on the back foot. We played a little bit further forward. We had more runners. We had a bit more energy about us. Ultimately, we couldn't have done any worse than we had first half. But we got the goal, and you think, right, let's see if we can really build off that. And we had some good opportunities. Jordan had a good chance. Tommy Barquez had another opportunity. But really, you can't give yourself a mountain to climb like we did first half.
Huntington's header as well in that period just after you'd scored, when you were well in the ascendancy.
Yeah, and that's a disappointing thing in terms of the first half, that we knew Norwich have been a free scoring team this season, but ultimately they've conceded a lot of goals, and we had to ask questions of them. We didn't do that first half. We didn't put enough balls down the side. We were too predictable. People didn't want to get on the ball. We didn't play with the real zest that we've done for large parts. You look at the contrasting game against Bristol City, where we get it, we move it quickly, play two-touch, forward runners. We didn't have that today. It wasn't as if Norwich have played 2 days before Good Friday. They've played on Friday, like us, they've travelled up. So I don't know why we didn't have the energy in the team that we should have and have normally.
And you've got caught on the counter towards the end as well, but I guess you feel that Norwich deserve that, do you?
Yeah, look, I think based on the first half, we could have been dead and buried. They had a good chance at half-time, just before half-time, to make it 3-0. But we're pushing forward to try and get some out of the game. So you leave yourself vulnerable, and I'd rather lose 3-1 than not trying to get some out of the game. Obviously, we've got to go again for the last three games now.
The club have put a statement out about Greg Cunningham's injury. It's obviously worse than at first feared.
Yeah, look, it's when Greg stays down, a bit like one or two other players, you know there's something wrong. So he's fractured his tibia, which probably sounds worse than it is. It's going to rule him out for the rest of the season. But ultimately, I'm told from the medical department that he'll be back for pre-season. So in terms of where we are at the stage of the season, it's if you're going to get injured, you better get injured now, because you've got the summer to get yourself sorted. So, yeah, it was terrible... For Greg, but obviously he'll get looked after. Thought Tommy Spur, when he came on, did a good job, got his goal and showed what he's capable of doing.
A little bit longer term though for Tom Clark.
Yeah, we obviously anticipated that he'd done something serious on Friday, and obviously we sent him off for a scan over the last couple of days, and the news came back what we probably expected, but we didn't want to hear. So Tom's ruptured his Achilles, which is going to be anything from 8 to 10 months. Which is a massive blow for the lad, because obviously he's a big part of this football club. To suffer an injury like that is, when nobody's near you, it's devastating. So obviously we'll do our best that we can for Tom, make sure that he gets the best treatment. I think he goes in on Thursday for the operation. And again, I suppose any positive is that the season's nearly over, and 6-8 weeks in the summer is part of his rehab for when we get him back.